Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your host today. This is a gathering that's been happening for over 8 years now on the first Friday of every month. And it's a very dedicated group of people to helping the oceans, the waters of our planet to become clear and pristine and back to their original state. So there are all of the past meditations are on our website, globalwaterhealing.org. So anytime you've got like a half hour to do some meditation work for the oceans, you can go there and just pick one. And you'll find it's really interesting because there's no description. So it's just use your intuition as to which one to pick. So today our meditation is going to be led by my friend Takara Scheller. And Takara is best known for helping authors become bestsellers. And she also works with individuals to really ignite their intuitive gifts and to experience profound personal transformation so they can achieve their dreams. And she's been doing this work with thousands of people for over 3 decades. She also channels energy and information from a vast array of dimensions and teaches many advanced healing techniques. And she has her own line of Dolphin Angel healing energy-infused products called Dancing Dolphin Essences. She's got some really beautiful essences in there. And she, for every equinox for like the past 24 years, she's been co-leading a global meditation to connect with whale and dolphin consciousness and heal the waters of our planet. Are you going to be doing that again in a few weeks?
Yes, I looked up the date. I always have to, you know, every year the equinox dates change. So
right.
This year it is on September 22nd. So if you go to my website, magnificentu.com, that's magnificentuu.com, you can find about this meditation. And it, you know, it's free to attend and there's recordings already. You can just download it and read it to yourself, to a group or whatever. So yeah, we've been doing this now for 24 years.
Great. So that's just coming up in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Takara is also a 4-time best-selling author, Peering Through the Veil, the step-by-step guide to meditation and inner peace. And she's a co-author of Unleash Your Future. But she was also the creator and the manager and the co-author of the number one bestseller, Dolphins and Whales Forever, which several of us on this call have chapters in, and a contributing author to Extraordinary Teams and Earth 2012-33, Oracles of the Sea. So we're excited to have you here, Takara. I love that you've been stepping up and leading the September meditations for quite a few years now, and it's always a treat to have you here. So what's going to happen today?
Well, just a few minutes ago, I started getting the download. It's going to be very, very interesting.
Okay.
Something I want to say really quick before we start, though, the reason I always choose to be a participant and lead this in September is that at the beginning of September is when they start the dolphin hunts in Taiji, Japan. And so it hurts my heart hugely, as it does many of us. And so by focusing the whole month on dolphins and cetaceans, it's my way of sending them love, of honoring them and what they do. And the more we raise awareness, maybe one day, someday, you know, that whole thing will end, hopefully.
Right.
So that is why we're doing it in September.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's great.
All right. Are we ready?
Yep.
Okay. Close your eyes. Take a few slow, deep breaths. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, if that's comfortable for you. Breathing in joy. Breathing out any tension that you're holding anywhere in your body. Breathing in peace. And breathing out any worries or cares. Breathing in divine love. And breathing out anything keeping you from being fully present right here, right now. Just let it go. Imagine that we are all gathered out on a tropical beach somewhere, and we form a giant circle. We stand facing one another. We hold hands. And we realize that below our feet on this beautiful sand in this wonderful tropical location is actually some sort of platform. We're standing on a sandy colored something that's round, and we all easily fit, even though there's quite a few of us. And so we look across the circle and we feel the energy moving around the circle as we join hands. And we gaze into one another's eyes and we smile, knowing that each of us in a past or future incarnation has been a dolphin or whale. And as we gather together today, we're remembering what it's like to be part of a pod, part of a group of beings who love us and have our back and journey with us throughout life. So as we gaze around the room, looking at one another's eyes, looking at the circle of people here, we start to feel this love emanating from our own heart. And now I draw down all the way from the great central sun, what I call the Temple of Magnificence. And this beautiful pyramid of light begins to appear in the heavens, and it comes down and descends around us. And so in this safe and sacred space, the energy is uplifted. It's brought up to fifth dimension or higher, wherever each of us is ready to vibrate at in this moment. We call in our higher self and guide. We call in our beloved dolphin, whale, dolphin angel, and other beings of light who are here to assist us. And together, this entire facility, this pyramid of light and this platform that we're on is going to rise up like a beautiful hovercraft, and it's going to transport us all the way to the ocean near Bali. And every once in a while, there is a dolphin conclave held there, where thousands of dolphins gather. So we are here to witness and feel. And so this conclave of dolphins, etheric and real, or tangible in the third dimension, they're all real, they begin to gather around this platform that we're all on, that it's now sitting on the ocean. Look around. Look underneath. Feel the dolphin presence. And as the dolphins begin to spin, this magnificent, fabulous, powerful, empowering vortex of energy, it begins to create a vortex. A vortex of light is created in the center, which goes up right between us and encircles all of us as well. It engulfs this entire group of people. We are in this octave that is the Cetacean Nation. And because the vortex is forming, it sends a signal to the whales of the world, and they begin to gather as well. The blue and the gray and all the others, the humpbacks and all the other whale species, begin to send representatives to gather around us and to send their amazing sonar our way, lighting up the song line of the ocean and the earth, the ley lines, as some call them. All of them are anchored in this one pivotal location above this vortex that's being created. And now, as we sit here or stand here holding hands, and we're feeling all of this energy of all of these dolphins, we begin to have vision. We begin to have experiences. We are being invited into their multidimensional world. So for a little while, I'm going to be quiet and allow you to be transported by dolphins and whales, or one or the other, or however it is for you and the team here to assist you, to have a journey, to have an experience where they will show you something or communicate something to you, or you will have a feeling. Know that you're being upgraded. You're receiving downloads. Your certain codes within you are activating and turning on. Certain blocks and limitations are coming off. A profound level of healing is taking place. So go ahead and have those experiences while I go into silence. Each of you are receiving a gift from the Cetacean Nation. Whether it's a dolphin or a whale or a dolphin angel or something else, you're being gifted something. It can be something tangible that you can see or feel. It can be an energy. It can be an insight. But you're receiving something. And perhaps you see a symbol or sense a symbol that represents what it is that you're receiving. Know that this gift that you're receiving is a way to assist you to be of greater service in this world. It's a gift to help you help others. It's a gift to help you help heal the waters of the world. As we gather in this sacred circle, also being surrounded and infused and even merging with the dolphin consciousness of this amazing portal they've created, We take these gifts that we've recently received and we bring them into our heart. Just imagine breathing in and placing the gift there. That way it's always accessible to you. And as the gift becomes part of you, there is an integration that occurs. And then you begin to feel more powerful, more empowered, stronger. You are more ready to step into your truth, to step into who you came to become. The truth of who you are, you're now ready to step into that state of being and be it, to live it, to radiate it and express it into the world, into the third dimension and the higher dimensions in which you play. So now, instead of holding hands and facing one another, we're going to each turn around and face outward. We're going to hold our hands out with our palms facing the water, and we're going to send out healing love and light. In your mind, think of a word or an energetic or a state or quality or a way of being that you want to bless the ocean with. Things like healed and peaceful and joy-filled and at a higher octave, whatever comes to you. State that in your mind as your hands are outstretched, as you're sending out through your hands healing energy to the ocean. And as you're sending energy out to the ocean, the dolphins are sending energy up to you. And it becomes a beautiful circuit of energy coming up, going through the bottoms of your feet, up through your body, all the way to the crown, and then back down into your heart and out through your arms, out to the ocean. And then it circles back and blesses the dolphins, and they send it again. And it creates beautiful bubbles of light everywhere. Bubbles of beautiful colored light, sparkles and joy everywhere as we each are sending blessings, sending love, sending light, sending healing. We are the representatives here on Earth. Humans, we are the custodians of this planet. It's our job. It's our beautiful custodianship. It's an honor to be able to do this, and it's what we're here for, to grow and evolve individually, but also to take care of this place that we've incarnated, to be the loving custodians, the champions who protect the ocean, protect the cetaceans, protect all the other animals and the people. And now you can bring your hands back down, looking out over the horizon. Let the dolphins and the whales, as they send their sonar and send their healing energy and send their insight from these multi-dimensions in which they are allowing you and assisting you in accessing at the moment, let them show you the brightest possible future for yourself and for humanity, for the ocean and for the Cetacean Nation. Let them show you what Lemuria was like in the future of collaboration and cooperation and complete union and merging with other species in ways that are collaborative and helpful, playful and joy-filled and creative. you can right now. Closing your eyes in your imagination. Imagine an etheric dolphin or dolphin angel coming up and you placing your forehead on their forehead. And you share wisdom. And you feel the bliss of that. These etheric dolphins and dolphin angels are here all the time. They love to play with us. They love to communicate with us. They love to interact because we are the spokespeople here on the planet. It's our job to speak up. It's our job to write books. It's our job to speak on platforms. It's our job to go out into the ocean and with our actual body radiate loving energy into the sea. It's our job to imagine as we're walking upon the earth, sending blessings with every step. It's our job to remember that our words and the things we say are sacred and powerful, and that we, as we speak, we're creating realities. And so to do it in a way that is intentional and loving and kind, with the highest good of all concerned with each phrase or word. And the things we imagine, let them be for a bright, positive future, one where the oceans are crystal clear, where all the rivers and streams are teeming with life, where all of the sea creatures have plenty to eat. And the same with humanity and the animals, that everyone on our planet is well fed, is nourished, is in a space of joy and creativity where we each are doing our divine calling, what we intended, what we contracted, what we agreed to before we incarnated, that we're all here on a mission and we're doing it joyfully and passionately and exuberantly. And it brings us so much pleasure, and it blesses so many other people when we step fully into our fullness. I see each of you beginning to shine near your crown chakra, almost like a crown, as you take on the full responsibility you agreed to do when you came. I feel the energies pulsing through my body, radiating out through my voice to you and being sent to you from the dolphins and the whales, your higher self and your guide. This is quite an initiation of empowerment and remembering truth and being here in service. Not as martyrs, but as co-creators. Here in joy, here in love, here in peace and tranquility. The healers, the lovers, the speakers, the authors, whatever we're here to do, doing it with joy and ease and grace. Having the dolphin frequencies coming in, so that everything is done more gracefully, more easily, more joyfully. Just bask in those vibrations as they happen. Feel them fully. Feel them all over your body. Feel them in your energy field. Feel them even rewriting your Akashic records, forwards and backwards in time on your timeline in multi-dimension, stepping up, stepping out, and being all that you came here to be. And now we send huge, big bubbles of love and light and blessings to the oceans and the streams and the rivers and the ponds, the lakes, the tributaries, all of the waterways, the groundwater, all of it, even what's in the clouds. We bless all of the waters. And now we're going to bring this hovercraft back to the beach where we gathered. We're going to look once again in one another's eyes. We're going to hug those next to us, knowing that we've made this massive difference for ourselves, in our own lives, and in our future, but also for the planet and the ocean and all of humanity and the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom and everything. We are it, and it is now. Come back into the space where you live, where you are, whether you're in a chair or lying down or standing up or whatever you're doing. Remember the space that you're in. We allow the Temple of Magnificence to rise back up into the heavens from whence it came. We remember that we're in our bodies, in our rooms, wherever we are. Breathe in fully and bring yourself back fully into your body, fully into the now. With each breath, feel yourself more fully into normal waking reality. Even though you've been expanded, and getting back into normal reality can be really challenging after that, just breathe it in and become it and merge with it. Allow it to integrate with you. So it is the truth of who you are all the time, to be in that expanded, more benevolent space, more of your God self, more of you that is multidimensional, but fully grounded and fully able to function easily and gracefully in normal waking reality. Start to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Move your head gently side to side or make little circles with your head, feeling yourself more fully in your body. If you're still a little ungrounded, you can pat your legs and pat your arms with your hands. Make sure your feet are on the floor and send roots out in all directions, allowing yourself to anchor fully into the now. Whenever you feel ready, you can open your eyes. Once our time together is complete today, you might want to write something in your journal about this experience. Namaste.
Wow, thank you, Takara. That was beautiful.
You are so welcome.
I so appreciate what you bring through. It's just gorgeous.
Well, when I started seeing the dolphin vortex, I was like, oh boy, here we go.
Wow, yeah, that was great. I mean, I saw all of these whales coming and dolphins, and I got to hang out with a sperm whale.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really
nice.
Really cool. If there's anyone who'd like to share something with Takara or ask a question, you can *6 to unmute yourself and tell us your name.
Hi, this is Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hello, Pennsylvania. I just wanted to say, when you asked us to go into our own little meditation, that what happened for me was a dolphin came and we were hugging each other. It had its fins around me. I had my arms around it. And it was just such a heart exchange. It was incredible. And, you know, it was just this is your heart opening. That was the message, the gift that I was to give to the world and give to the ocean. So that was quite an experience. Thank you.
Wonderful.
That's really interesting, Linda, because the sperm whales gave me a heart opening as well.
Oh, okay, right. I think this is something we're all needing at this moment.
I guess
right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what's really interesting is before I began, I saw all these crystals and I was guided to like bring several of them here, and the one I held, I think, to just keep me a little more grounded as I was doing it, because I was feeling the energy so strongly. It's like I could have just gone out and stopped talking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the one I was holding was a beautiful smoky quartz. But I had grabbed this beautiful, really, really lovely, bright pink rose quartz.
Yeah.
And so there's very much that sort of energy in what we did today.
Yeah.
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 Thank you.
Great. So somebody else that would like to share something? Star six.
Yeah, this is Allison from Dallas, Texas, USA.
Hey.
And thank you so much for that. I actually felt an undulating vibration as if I was moving when I'm laying mm-hmm. down, like inside. It was like I've never felt that before, like a almost, I don't know how to describe it except undulating.
I call them waves.
Mm.
So some of the, there are people that report that some of my essences, when they work with them, they can feel the energy waving through their body. So it's just part of the, like, alchemy that I am, that I bring through these sort of frequencies. So some people experience it that way.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Somebody else?
Hi, this is Ajit, living up in Maine right now. Hi, Mary. I contacted you. I used to live in Orcas Island.
Right.
Oh,
and I was on
so
San
wonderful.
Juan.
San Juan. Oh, do you live on San Juan, Tecor?
No, I lived there for a long time near the Orcas. Yeah, a long time
Oh,
ago.
I just love them. Anyway, this is my first time meeting you, and I just loved it. And I had, it was very profound just being in the middle of the sea. I haven't seen that crystal clear sea like in the third dimension, but it was definitely there today. And what a glorious healing. I'm just about to lead a healing weekend, and I hadn't been able to make these, and I just felt so blessed today that I could spend time with you and your beautiful healing energy, and just thank you so much. It was glorious.
How
I feel ready now.
Yeah,
so happy to have you.
Wonderful to set the energy with this, you know, starting off like this to then go do a healing retreat kind of thing. That's fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much. I look forward to maybe, I don't know, I'll stay in touch with you. I just am so grateful for you, Mary, for continuing to do this. And I just joined the Whale Research and up at Friday Harbor. I became an annual member.
Oh, cool. That's great.
So I feel like I'm doing my little part. So
thank you
all so much. I it's so wonderful to be with my dolphin family. Thank you.
Yeah.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
Right. Well, I will have this meditation up on the website by the end of the weekend, so it's going to be there for you to go back, and you can do it again and again whenever you want. It's always available.
Hi, Takara. This is Mark here in Phoenix. I want to thank you for that wild acid trip that I just went on without acid.
I love that. Yes.
Who needs drugs when you can do this? Exactly.
I was flying around in the air with dolphins and whales, realizing, they can fly in the ocean that is the sky. And I was like a Marvel movies superhero, beaming golden white energy from my hands.
Yes.
Superhero. That was awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I love that visual that you just gave to all of us.
Yeah, it's a great image.
I've got a new image of myself now.
There you go. Hey. Use it.
Yay.
Is somebody else that wants to say something?
Yes, this is Saskia from the Netherlands. Takara, thank you very much for this beautiful special meditation. I was also flying through the air a lot. I started in Bali, where all the dolphins colored, and I was flying over every ocean and sea that you can imagine on this planet, and also accompanied by lots of dolphins and whales. It was beautiful, and I was just spreading love to all the waters on the earth.
How wonderful. Another fabulous visual. I love it. I love it. Thank you for sharing. That's so beautiful.
Thank you also.
Mm-hmm. And that is what this is all about, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just spreading that love to all the waters of the planet.
Indeed.
Yeah. Is there anybody else that would like to say something?
Hi. I wanted to comment about the gift I got.
Nice.
I work with my hands, and I always think, I'm not doing anything. And so the dolphins gave me like a dolphin ray or something.
Mm.
And so it was a red color. There was a blue color coming out of my hands, and then kind of a pyramid. And so now I feel like I have a pyramid in my heart that goes through my arms. So now when I try to bless Lake Michigan or work with people, it's not me. But now I have that vibration of them, which I like better than anything. So
That's great. Oh, you're so welcome. I love that. I love the healing gifts that come through.
Hi, this is Lorelei.
Hello, hello.
Lorelei.
Hi. Oh, I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes.
This was my first time on the call. I love the meditation. I'm in Chicago, Illinois, USA, and I'm so grateful I found this. I've been just really felt like I've been led to this, and it was just really beautiful today. So I just want to say thank you, and it brought tears to my eyes and my heart. I feel like I'm not alone anymore. I really, truly mm-hmm. feel that.
Mm.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Oh, you are gorgeous. So welcome. Beautiful. Beautiful.
You're welcome here anytime.
Indeed. And a lot of people here have a huge relationship with dolphins and whales. And, dolphins are so fabulous at emotional healing. And when we connect to them, especially initially, it almost always, at least for me, it brought huge amounts of tears. But they're tears of joy and tears of recognition. And so beautiful, beautiful.
Takara, would you like to say a few words about the upcoming summit?
Absolutely. Oh, the summit coming up next week. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So Ann Gordon, who's one of the other authors that was in Dolphins and Whales Forever, which, Linda and Mary and a whole bunch of other people, we all got together and did chapters in this book that came to me to do. And Anne does Souls of the Sea Summit this is the second one I think she's done online. Anyway, a bunch of us are speaking there. I'm leading another meditation For the VIPs, the meditation that I recorded is, I actually brought ETs in, so that was really interesting. not what I was telling Mary that before we got on the call. I was like, yeah, there was some wild, trippy things happened with that recording as well. But it's an opportunity to get together with other people who are all about dolphins and whales and raising consciousness and merging with dolphin and whale consciousness and learning what they have to teach us and figuring out ways that we can connect easier and better and more effectively and how it can assist us and how we can assist them. And, you know, it's just a whole conversation around that. So it's called Souls of the Sea. I mean, I have, I run Wild Dolphin Lovers on Facebook. And so if you go to Wild Dolphin Lovers there, I've got a link, I think it's near the top, where I pinned all the different things happening in September related to dolphins and whales. Also coming up, like I mentioned before, on the 22nd, is this global meditation that I've been co-leading with a guy in Australia for 24 years. We've been co-leading this thing. We've never met in person. The dolphins and whales put us together. We both channeled basically the same meditation. He channeled it in 1992. I channeled it in 1998. Someone introduced the two of us. And so we were then, sorry, somebody's trying to call me. Sorry about that. But we have been co-leading it ever since. So that's available on my website for onmagnificentyou.com. So with that, like I said, you just download it and you can do it yourself. And there's also recordings if you want to hear my voice leading it.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, I think on that note, we can wrap it up for today.
Thank you
so much, Takara. I love it when you come and share your gifts with us. And I'll put you on the schedule for September next year.
Sounds so good. Sounds good.
It
is my honor to do this. And I thank you, Mary, for, you know, taking up this responsibility. And, you know, it's 8 years every month. That's quite a lot of dedication. So, you know, the dolphins and whales and I and the oceans, we really thank you.
Well, it's my honor to be able to do this, and it's really been heartwarming to see how many people come every month. You know, we're quite the community that has been gathering like this for so many years, and it's just beautiful, and, you know, we laugh, you know, for the whole first 10 minutes before we start. And
exactly.
It's always such a beautiful heart-opening experience. So I thank you and everybody else who's on the call. Next month it's going to be Jillian Rutledge, who has been with us before, and she's a breath coach and a dolphin lady. So I'm sure it'll be interesting. So I'm going to unmute the line, so we can all say goodbye to each other at the same time.
Thank you. Goodbye.
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 Goodbye.